With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 223 of Cooling Out.
It is Kev.
And it is Rel. Whew. What's up, man?
I'm just chilling, man. I kind of lamented everything off mic. Just looking forward to the holiday weekend. Just looking to just chill and recharge. But nothing much. Nothing much. Just still easing into the year. Yeah, man. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so out of it. Like, we were talking before we started recording, and it's like, I didn't even realize the holiday was coming up, like, like on Monday. And yeah. I'm, like, just thinking, like, yeah, it's another week coming up, not even thinking about the fact that I don't have work on Monday. Like, so that's where I am with it. Just honestly, people say taking a day at a time. I'm literally taking it a day at a time. I just wake up. I'm like, all right, I guess I got to work. I guess I don't. But now this week has been relatively light for me, surprisingly, which is throwing me a little off. I'm used to like being busy and like all over the place. So it's a good feeling, but also like makes me anxious. Like as if I'm missing something or I'm forgetting something. Even though I know I'm not, we're just used to like, you know, more of a, I guess, high paced environment, fast paced environment. And then it's like silent.
Right.
All the negativity just creeps up in your mind.
Yeah. And the working from home thing is just a tough thing to navigate. Mm-hmm. So you get into it, like feeling good, taking a break. When should you work? When should you not? You know, like how liable you to be working at a certain time. And because, yeah, you just work, you wake up in your office, you're just always technically in your office. So you could just continue working. And then it's, so that's still a thing I've been trying to navigate. I have my moments, but I still, you know, for the most part, I try to, you know, just delineate the time. But I still have my moments. Like, should I still be working? Like on hour, like 10? Should I still?
Yeah.
It's like, you wouldn't do this if you're in the office. So
have you been going into the office?
Nah.
Yeah. I went in one day last week. Last week, and that was my first time going in 2 months. And I didn't realize other people were like starting to go in consistently. Because when I went in, everyone was acting like, oh, like Jarrell's here.
Yeah.
As if like, and I mean, it didn't really shake me at all because I was like, yeah, you're not going to see him again for another 2 months unless I hear differently. But but I do think I'm going to go in like someday before the end of this week, just because like just to break up the workday a little bit. Like, I feel like I'm getting too stuck into like just sitting in my office, my home office, and doing work and like not really, you know, having a change of environment. So I think that'll be good. Cause it did feel good to be back in the office for a little bit.
Yeah.
Even just to talk to you for a hot second.
Right. Yeah. My CEO had another call at the beginning of the week and he just reiterated that all this is optional and really just up to me. So without going into it, I just don't feel comfortable at the moment and I'm just going to keep it optional. So,
yeah,
but I'll be back soon. I'd imagine soon enough. Maybe Paul's birthday.
I don't know when, but when I don't know when it's gonna be like a casually everyone's back in the office. I just don't know when that's gonna be.
I don't know either. That one's tougher because it's not justifiable now. Even with vaccines just started rolling out in there. Mm-hmm. I don't work at a hospital or at a, you know, I don't. But you know, I'm not being vaccinated. My coworker's not being vaccinated, and I have a great work from home setup, so it's not. If I go in, it's just for my mental health, really, or to break up the week, you know.
Yeah, I could easily see that, like this being another year, like another full year of like work from home, or like as we get to like Q3 or Q4, where it becomes more of a stagnated thing. Like,
I'd be a bit surprised if post summer. It's still completely just optional whenever, and I'd be surprised because by then you're talking about 8-9 months of vaccines, and then because I think their
goal was gonna be vaccinated by then.
Yeah, but I think the goal was for it to trickle down to people like us, like 29-year-old, like fit, good health. We're supposed to be eligible by then. That was the goal I read, to have the vaccine
by when? Available.
By end of summer. That's what I read. And then Biden's, he won $100 million in the first 100 days, he said.
That's ambitious.
And are these people gonna wait till everyone's vaccinated or majority? You know?
I don't know. I think that's kind of up in the air as well. Like they were I've seen like on the news, like people, like a lot of like legal scholars are like researching the legality of whether or not these companies can like even require employees, these employers can require their employees to like mandate the vaccine. Cause it's gonna be people who are like anti-vaccine.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be interesting to see how
what are their judgments? Out. What do these various legal scholars come back with? You can't, right?
They just don't know yet. Like it's just more so like something that's like still like just being researched daily, and there's not much. They're like looking back to like the, you know, 1929 Spanish flu or whatever year that was, and seeing how that was handled back then. But it's like, bro, that was over a century ago. Like, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'm not touching that.
Yeah,
I've seen people get mad about vaccines and I'm not touching that about masks, so I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I mean, like people, to each his own.
I agree. Like, I'm just saying, I just can't imagine a scenario in which these companies nationwide say you must do this.
Yeah, you got to choose between your livelihood or getting a vaccine. That'd be nuts.
So it's not my place. I'm just hoping
that'll put some people in a very tight spot.
Very tight. Very tight. I agree. Look, I'm just praying by the summer, man. Have a little gathering. That's all. I have little goals. Just put it on the end. Just put it on the world, you know.
Fewer than 10 people. Something like.
I'll talk to you. All right. There's a good contingency plan, though. So I'll tell you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Gotcha. But yeah, I guess we dive in. Speaking of ongoing ramifications of the pandemic, our true passion, the NBA, it's we looking tough out here as a unit, man. It's ravishing out.
Looks like it's teetering, like it's on the brink. It's on the edge of a hard pause. Before I get into like how's making each of us feel, but so we've seen like lately all the like the new headlines where first we had who were they playing that got postponed? That fast.
I forget.
Reference the notes. Never go wrong. Yeah, it was the Heat Celtics game got postponed. That was Monday, and then Tuesday, you have the Mavericks and the Pelicans got postponed because the Mavericks weren't having enough players for the testing protocol. Mm-hmm. And then news just dropped today. What day is it? What day are we recording? No, this is Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So that was a Sunday game that got the Sunday Heat Celtics game. And then the Monday Dallas Pelicans game. So we're recording on Tuesday today. And then Tuesday today, you have all these NBA players, undisclosed amount of NBA players that tested positive through two rounds of COVID testing. So the NBA and the NBA Players Association had to revamp their COVID protocols and testing protocols.
And Jazz Wizards just got suspended for tomorrow, postponed. So sorry, can you
just continue? Now?
Yep. Sorry, I didn't want to mess up your flow.
Yeah, no, add it all in there. So yeah, you have all these games that are getting postponed. After a certain point, you got six teams that are in six or more teams that are in like quarantine protocol due to these postponements. And then you have teams that are playing them, you know, potentially the next day or the day after. So then it's going to have a kind of snowball effect. It's not like football where there's one game a week. So then like they can move the game from Sunday to Tuesday and then have a short week after this. It's like basketball, there's games, especially because there's already a condensed season. A lot of the games are back-to-backs and or every other night. So it's like there's going to be a snowball effect to where they get to a point where they're going to have to either do a hard pause or extend the season, like literally extend the schedule out. And this is only the first half. So it's like a lot of postponements. I really don't foresee them finishing this first half without some kind of pause.
Well, I think for this season, they made the All-Star break a bit longer to factor this in so that they had a little bit more room to play these postponed games. And I guess we're seeing something like this. And also, they only announced – when does the first half of the season end? The schedule-wise, they only
February announced something.
Up to February, yeah. So I guess
– early February, too.
So they have that, but to your point – it's only so much time. So if we get to a point where it's just more games postponed and they have time, I don't know what, because they have to get to 70 because they have to get these, the regional network money. Cause you see them having like talks of expansion. So that you would say maybe, but I would say that's not even an option not to get to 70 at this point. If you have an expansion talks and obviously between China and the pandemic, you are obviously as a league, you know, a little average money, so bless you. So obviously your financial goals, and even starting as early as you did, obviously trying to recoup money, that is the goal. So it's kind of tough. I don't know. If getting to 70 wasn't such a clear priority, but I guess they could always expand their season. That'd be the only thing. I think their goal was to end before the Olympics, but what if they just don't have any choice?
And what does it matter? Is the Olympics even going to happen?
That's a good point.
Like, what does it matter? Like, is the Olympics even going to happen? There's no definitive, you know, there's nothing definitive saying that the Olympics are going to happen.
Right.
So, and even if it is, honestly, like, I don't really know how many NBA players are going to want to play this year.
Yeah.
Definitely not our top tier talent.
Don't have the same appeal. Yep. Exactly.
No, it's going to be what year was that when they won? Was that 2004? Yeah, that's 2004.
When Argentina won?
Yeah.
When we won bronze? Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. That's when young Braun and Melo were on the bench. Had Richard Jefferson starting that year. Allen Iverson, Vince Carter.
Nah, you look at the names on the paper, we should have won, but they just threw people together. That's when they revamped the system.
Yeah.
And they came back with the Redeem team. It was like, yeah, these pieces got to fit. Because you're looking crazy on the world stage.
You're just throwing people out there.
Yeah, like an all-star game, yeah.
Yeah, didn't work.
Duncan, Iverson, are you? Melo, Braun, Wade.
Those were young. That was young Melo, Braun, and Wade.
Yeah.
And they forced them all to come off the bench as if, like, Braun wasn't Braun then. And Melo wasn't Melo. Disrespect. My bad. And Wade. Yeah. Because that was, what, their second year? It was, like, after their sophomore season? Yeah. Right. They were already monsters.
Yeah.
Disrespect. Richard Jefferson. Yeah. Anyway. But, yeah, it might be. Like, so you know when you have, like, the B team? the people that go like to the Olympic tryouts and we know they're never going to make it. The John Walls, the Kemba Walkers. Yeah. The best player on our team. Oh, the team that just placed seventh in FIFA. Not FIFA. Was it FIFA?
Oh, God. The World Championship?
Not FIFA. World Championships. We're talking about some goddamn FIFA. But yeah, we might see a remake of that team.
That was 2019, right?
2018. FIBA. That's what it's called, FIBA, because it's every 2 years. It's the year in between the Olympics. So it was 2018. FIBA. Come on, some FIFA. Yeah, FIBA. So the Kemba Walkers, the Donovan Mitchells, maybe a Jason Tatum. You know, like that would be like the top. But that crew, John Wall might make it in there. And you see where that got us. Seven.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. But. Yeah, I mean, they're tightening up. You know, they just came out with a whole bunch of new guidelines.
Protocols.
And restrictions. Yeah, today. So, I mean, you hope it's looking bleak, like you said. But I'm going to just hope for the best. Can you?
Yeah, my only thing
how many games have they postponed? Actually, three, four
three so far. Yeah,
three so far. Three so that far, is yeah. doable. If you just say make it up during the break, huh?
I said, but it's been one every night. It just seemed like a domino effect.
Yes, but I'm just saying up to this point, this is still manageable. This is definitely.
I mean, I'm hopeful. I just, shockingly, I haven't been moved. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, when the NBA went away the first time, like, my heart, this like, was shaking.
I want to have, yeah.
Yeah, like, my heart was just like, whoa, like, dropped. And then I think that was also because, like, it was like the pandemic was coming on. We had no idea what we were about to get into. But now that we just went through the past year, a part of me is like, if the NBA goes away, it just does. Like, it's not like I won't care. Obviously, I'm going to miss it because I love it so much. But I feel like I've lost a lot this past year. And it's just like, I'm not like saying like, I think obviously it will come back. But I think if they take a pause, I'll just be like, all right, they took a pause. Like, this is unprecedented times. But like, honestly, it hasn't like affected me the way I thought it would.
Oh yeah, my mindset has pretty much been that, even going back to last year, just because, you know, the pandemic, if you want to play, you play. If you can't, I get it. Mm-hmm. My thing this year is just the quality of, it has been very hard to find games that aren't blowouts.
So yeah. It's
like, this is what, and then, Just last night, we were recording on a Tuesday. Last night, it didn't have the best slate of games. I tune in at like 8. Every game, it feels like, is a deficit of like 20 plus. Blowout galore. Yep. And then by the time the 10 o'clock game came, I was like, I'm not even going to stay up for this. It was just so disheartening. Saturday afternoon, Bills Colts at half. Mm-hmm. It's 3 o'clock. It's supposed to be Philly and Denver. Both fully healthy squads. That's a really good game. You got top East team, top West team on a Saturday afternoon. Pretty much nobody for Philly can play because of COVID protocols. So then that's disheartening. So it's stuff like that. You know, the season as a whole so far hasn't been like a dud or anything. It's just harder and harder. Like, Steph has been good, you know, our Lakers look good. Steph has been entertaining. Beal, I think, hasn't scored less than 25 points in any game. He's been exciting to watch when I catch a Wizards game. Like, you can always glean something from the 30 teams, but overall, it's been rough. Like, tonight, I looked at the slate. I was going to have the Heat Philly game on in the background as we record, but it's like 9 players for the Heat out. Like, Bam, Jimmy, I forget who else, but they're just out, I guess, for protocol as well. So you get stuff like that. It's Nets Denver tonight. Kyrie's out. We could get to him because he's his own separate. But he's That's out. I didn't even know KD was back. So, you know, I might gleam then. And obviously Lakers Houston might be good. But It's just, yeah, if it goes away, it goes away. I mean, the longer this goes on, and I don't want that, but we were lamenting off mic. We got more pressing concerns.
Yeah, but like it also feels like there's just like no consistency in teams this season. Like outside of like the Lakers, obviously.
That's a great point.
Like the Clippers look good. Trying to think of a team in the East that's been consistently good. I think the Sixers were looking good before got hit by COVID. Mm-hmm. But before that,
top to bottom, because Nets started strong and then they faltered, lost like I think.
Mm-hmm. Right, the Hawks started strong and they faltered. It's just
and
like
the Celtics as a whole as well before the.
Yep.
So I'd say just, Boston and Philly in the East, but other than that, and
it just looks West, like everyone else is just like. Depending on what night you catch them, like it's like a true like I don't care, or like I'm not giving effort. I don't know what it is, but it's like teams that are usually good, like the Nuggets are under 500. They were like third in the West last year, and I don't understand why they're so bad. Like the Raptors, you called that they were not going to be the best team this year, but they're like 2-6, 2-5, something like that. Mm-hmm. Like that's come on, that's atrocious. The Wizards, y'all are really underachieving.
Yeah.
Like,
burn the tapes.
Like, what's, I really want to know, like, what's going on in the league that, like, you just can't compete? Is it like a mental thing or like, I don't know.
But, like, because even teams that were in the bubble, they don't look like
they don't look. Oh, Phoenix has been good too. Phoenix has been good too.
Yeah, they deserved it.
I haven't watched them, but I just see the record that Phoenix has been good.
I've seen a couple games. Yeah, they've been pretty good. I don't know. It's like night to night. It's either blowout or I don't know who's playing. Yeah. And these are from teams that are in the bubble, so it's not like they're not used to these conditions. Yeah. And I always just assume that they're not doing the bubble again because players were just vehemently against it. Because I would read stuff when they were in the bubble, how much they hated it. So I just assume that the reason they're not doing it again is because the players hated it. But the quality of play in the bubble was so good. I mean, from top to bottom, from the seeding games to the playing tournament to the playoffs.
Yep.
So I don't know. I don't know what to start. And the teams you would, well, the Heat, they got hit by, they have the COVID protocol. I can't really gauge them properly. But a team like the Lakers, I think they're better than last year. I think on paper they're the favorites, but they've come in and they're 8-3 and they look good.
Wrong,
and they're not they're not even trying their best. Like I see these games, wrong, it's though. Like, yeah, but the team is all, the team that played the longest, you would assume, but then other teams that haven't played in months, they don't look good at all. So
lack of leadership.
That's true.
I mean, I can't account to anything else besides lack of leadership because all that is just effort. Like you all are the top tier talent in the world in basketball. So it's about being, you know, showing effort and competing. And you can tell, like when you getting blown, like there's so many blocks in the league. It's disgusting. So it's like, yo, like you said, you go, you look on the app and it's like, I'm not watching this. But then also, I don't know what happened to like the league, honestly, but I feel like how you just said, you didn't even know KD was coming back tonight. Like there's like such a lack of like
against their last game.
I thought he was coming back tonight.
I didn't know that either.
There's such a lack of like marketing and promotion now. Like before the pandemic, yo, you couldn't go watch ESPN for 10 minutes without knowing ESPN Wednesday, ESPN Friday, the whole slate. Now you barely see it unless you're watching an actual game. Then they'll promote like there's a game coming up or like, oh, KD's coming back or like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like you just barely hear anything about the NBA anymore. I just don't get it.
I know. Yeah, I hope. I think a lot of these teams have played like 10, 11 games. So I guess in like 2 weeks, they'll have played 18. So theoretically, if we get to the 72, I hope by then, by a quarter of the way through, some kind of trends start forming. Because we always have these, this year is to an extreme, obviously, because of a variety of factors, primarily pandemic. But there's always these weird teams that start hot and, again, not this level of blowouts. But I just hope as the time goes on, trends start to form better and we start to get a better idea. I'm hoping. Because a season of just this craziness and uncertainty is Well,
I'll second what you're saying, just because they didn't have as long of a training camp and really mm-hmm. barely any preseason games.
Yeah, I think the Warriors, I think you could have played up to four, I want to say, and they opted yeah. for like two. I just use them as an example because their last game was in March, and then mm-hmm. they played two preseason games, and then they faced the Nets, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Steph didn't look good. The team didn't look good. And then
at all.
He looks better. And then the team's starting to, but again, it's early. But I'm just
everyone except Draymond.
Yeah, yeah. He down bad.
I ain't seen him flex the muscles in years.
Yeah, man. Don't want to hear a bark. He down bad, man.
God bless Rich Paul getting him that contract.
Like, yeah. Couple of weeks record the way, but then All-Star break is really, it'll be interesting to see how these teams look like at that point.
They're not having the All-Star game this year, are they?
No.
Or any of the festivities, right?
Mm-hmm. I think they're just going to do the selections.
I mean,
of course, led by a record-breaking.
You know how we do.
MVP favorite at the moment, I would say. It's early.
I mean, it is, but honestly, I don't even think he's trying to get it.
He's
this
not.
Year.
He's not.
It's almost like by default.
He's not yet, but yeah, it is. Because nobody has a strong through 11 games. I don't even know who the competitors would be.
He's not, and the thing is, it's not like he's playing terrible, but like you can tell, like as you said, like the Lakers don't look like they're actually trying their hardest.
He throwing up 24, 8-8, and it's.
And he's picking up
a couple fourths, but these
I know.
First. So he's not like mailing it. It's not like first year Lakers where it's like,
but how is this happening? You know, Bron could be really going for it, still putting up 27 if he really wanted to.
But he's playing as he should. I don't want to see him do that. It's no point.
Saying,
but I get it.
I don't see anyone else where it's like at the forefront of my mind, like, oh yeah, you should win MVP this year.
I ain't gonna lie, before the season, I thought AD, I know Luka was the favorite, I thought AD would, but talk about autopilot. He is really, I'd look at his stats and they're respectable, but when I watch these games, and I'm not, again, I just thought, given his age, and I thought chilling. He would, but it's cool. And do you,
he chilling. I'm sure him and Braun had a couple of talks where they were just like, look, like they're literally what, 71 days in between
mm-hmm.
the season and the championship. Yep. He's like, look, man, look at our roster. We can probably coast. And it looks like mentally, like they're the only ones that really are into the game mentally, besides a few other teams. Like, probably just like, look, like take, you know, we're good enough to give 75% of our effort right now.
League leader,
and then turn it on when we need to.
Yeah, that's the most important. Again, I said it before, just get there healthy. I love them on paper, and they have flashes. I love them on paper, so I'm gonna just knock on. Just get there healthy.
We need to sign a big man, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Nah, we need an actual big man. All right. Hopefully, like they Hopefully, like, the Cavs are, like, buy JaVale out or something like that. JaVale McGee. Then we could re-sign him. We just need someone who's going to protect the rim because Marc Gasol glued to the ground.
Yeah, I guess.
And Trez is 6'6".
Yeah.
I ain't saying he got to play a lot of minutes. I'm just saying in the playoffs, that's going to count. When you're going against Jokic and Nurkic, and who else is in the West? It's a center. That's decent.
That we might see. Jokic.
Nurkic.
Gobert, I guess. I'm naming
those. It don't matter who guard Gobert. 14 and 12.
Aiton.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Not Kristaps. That's just notable. Notable bigs in the
yeah, but Gobert, he gonna put up his 14 and 12 no matter who guarding him. It don't matter.
You got a ceiling. Ceiling is the basement
numbers every game. I don't get it. No matter what he do, 14, 12, two blocks.
That was disappointing, though. Kristaps supposed to come back, and then.
Yeah, I was excited for that.
You said Orlando Boston got postponed as well, right? You said that, right?
Orlando, no, I didn't. I didn't even count that.
I got postponed. Yeah. I just choose to. Oh, you can't do in life. I'm looking at the positives.
Let me see.
We got a good slate on paper.
Who's the best game tonight?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, Lakers, Houston.
Oh, that's good.
Or unless you want to, or Denver, Brooklyn. Is Denver, Brooklyn, Lakers, Houston?
Anyone missing from those?
Pacers, Warriors. And,
anyone
Kyrie,
missing from those?
Kyrie from Boston.
Oh well.
And I did read that Manute Bol is starting for Denver today.
Bol.
My bad. That's his dad. I'm playing. Oh God, my bad, y'all. So I don't know.
Oh my God, Manute Bol. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Lakers Rockets it is, but didn't they just play Sunday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saw how
they
that
whooped
went.
Them. They whooped them.
Saw how that went.
Look, I'm just looking on paper. I'm watching Indiana Warriors is 2, and at this point, no, there's no quality game promised. I'm giving that up. So you just got to dive in. I'm trying to think the best game I've seen this season. I saw the Hawks Nets when they combined for like 300.
That was good. There was not a lick of defense being
That's
played.
That's the
that
thing. Night. Was that really the best?
Not a lick of defense.
Yeah, after a while, just like, okay.
Yeah, you guys know how to score.
Game,
yeah. You know what? The Hawks haven't been good since then, since they beat the Nets.
They left it all out on the floor.
That was it. They were showing out. Remember Trey threw the alley to John Collins off the backboard? They were feeling themselves. Trey been ass ever since.
Yeah, I was hyped for them.
They've been trash. Bogdan got hurt.
Yeah, dislocated something in his knee.
Mm-hmm. So shoulder. I don't know, but I know he out.
Yeah. I mean, some good games along the lineup. You just got to hope for the best.
What you think about this Kyrie situation, though? Huh?
I feel for Nash. I feel for him. none of this is shocking. I feel for him.
I feel for him.
The mental health day he took without communicating is the biggest thing. Now footage popped up. He was at a birthday party breaking protocol, allegedly.
I saw on Twitter someone said, Kyrie treating the NBA like it's a 9-to-5, and he using up all his PTO. Just, I ain't coming in today. Just calling out whenever you want. That is crazy. But yeah, I mean,
something like that to text your teammates but not your bosses is just crazy.
I mean, he said that I need a coach.
So that's what that just gets even worse. I get it. What happened that day, very traumatic to you. It's not up to me to gauge, you know. Let's say a lot of people played. You chose not
getting
to.
Getting paid millions of dollars.
But you could text your teammates but not your coaches? That just feels intentional. How am I supposed to look at that? I'm not. They're getting the first text, and then we trickle down to the homies. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah. NBA got a potential problem on their hands, man. It's like, because I feel like Bron fought so hard to, like, get these players, like, the power. Mm-hmm. And now I'm sort of like they're abusing it. Like, first you had James Harden kind of abusing it, but now he got back on track.
Yeah, he done chilled out a little. He mellowed out.
Yeah, and then you got Kyrie, who's been like kind of walked into the season already letting us know it was going to be like, you know, off the wall with him.
He did start with a bang when he called the media pawns.
Yeah. Burning sages and stuff in the arena is just.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's been acting like. All like leading up to this, chilling with Kai, like nonsense. Like he's been off. I don't know. Something traumatic happened or something, but he's been off.
They said Woj said because the league looking into that video, that if he's found that violated the league rules, he could get fined up to $410,000 per game.
Is that backwards?
What do you mean?
Because all his mental shit, I mean, all his health days, mental health days he took off?
No, because the video, they said he might have violated, this is separate. There's a video that he was at a birthday party, but if you violate the rules and you miss a game, 000. Game reduction of 1.6 of his salary? I don't know how they came up with that. 1/8, 1.6 of his. I don't know how they came up with that.
They'll figure it out.
He would forfeit that money for every game lost because of a mandated isolation.
$410,000.
I guess Harden got fined too.
$410,000 a game.
And that's it's starting to grow unhappy with Kai. I don't know how. This verified reporter said that. I don't know. Would it be shocking? No. Is it true?
Damn.
I don't know.
NBA gonna get real NFL-ish. They keep acting up.
Steve Nash, if he's confident that Kyrie Irving will return to the Nets this year, sure. I didn't know that was a concern until his answer. He just started. Why he answer like that? Am I reading
this? This year.
Sure.
So the season, like,
we're not even a quarter of the way into the season.
This man trying to collect, we make it 34 this year, 35.
Yeah, things that sounds about right.
To do nothing.
I just don't know why he goes about, why he went about things that way. I don't get it.
He must have a great financial advisor. He must have made a killing during the pandemic and said, I don't gotta work no more.
Well, you just giving away money.
He has been.
And I'm not talking about his donations. I'm talking, he's just giving away money that That could be helpful. Oh,
man, this is going to help the league. League need that.
Oh, man. No, he does like a lot of donating and stuff off the but you're just wasting your money.
I know, but he's costing the league money also. Because think about how many people aren't, when KD wasn't playing, think about how people didn't watch when KD and Kyrie weren't playing.
Yeah, I'd have to look at
people still. People still tune in to watch the Nets. Mm-hmm. To watch Kyrie, I mean. So, like, when KD wasn't there, you got. He didn't. We played one game without KD. One because he played that game against Memphis, I believe. He went off that game. And then. No more.
I guess he know what he's doing. I don't get it. You got to watch it, though. I mean, for this to be a question, is he going to come back this year? For that to be a realistic question.
He's a deep guy.
And then to just skip a game without informing your coach and your... How quick... It's just a text. As quick as this last sentence was. I just don't get it. I don't understand.
I text my teammates and they relay the message to the coach.
I guess.
That is some flawed logic.
It's a personal matter. That's it.
That's your boy, though. You told me
Brooklyn. He's still entertaining. He's still entertaining.
You told me Brooklyn taking it all.
They taking everything, and they were. I don't know now.
You see your words.
They trade him for Harden.
Looking like they should have did that.
I don't know how the Rockets can look at and say we want that.
They're not taking that now. They definitely ain't taking that.
Because he's not coming back this week.
They already confirmed that?
Not expected. According to Woj. He know a thing or two, I heard. So, I don't know.
Jesus. Yeah, your boy is.
This is, questionable behavior. And how you go to a party and get filmed? I'm not even mad at it's reckless, but I ain't gonna blame a 20-something-year-old. I don't see him worse. To let yourself be filmed, though.
Facts. Put your phone in the basket.
Filmed and maskless. I don't even.
Someone just said on Twitter, Kyrie and the NBA trying to work remotely.
Oh, God.
I love Twitter, yo. Oh, my God. Sure. That's hilarious.
Sure he'll be back. That's kind of wild. Well, good luck, KD. You wanted this.
It's Steve Nash's first job. Word. I wonder how KD feels about all this.
He gonna hold him down in public, though.
He's a good friend. They only got the Zoom meeting, so you really ain't getting badgered with questions, like the Zoom interviews.
But you get one question a day, though, the longer this goes on.
Yeah.
Because he a bit ornery. I saw when the Inside the NBA guys interviewed him after he beat the Warriors.
Hilarious.
Apparently word got back about everything they ever said about him because he was
hilarious. Yes.
I mean, it's basketball. I'm like, all right.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he wasn't playing.
Chuck did something to him. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's all we got for the NBA until any further updates we'll let you guys know. You got anything else?
Pray for Beal.
Facts.
Wardell.
Nah, he balling.
And burn the Wizards tapes.
Yeah, Wizards are trash.
It's looking like a tough take.
I feel bad. I don't even know why I thought that was going to be something that was... Looking like the Hornets going to make the playoffs.
Oh, and shouts to your Hornets.
They ain't my Hornets, but...
Shouts to your Hornets.
They ain't my Hornets. They're not my Hornets. They are the Hornets. They just happen to play in the city that I reside in.
You couldn't control yourself, your superstar yesterday.
I don't know about my superstar. I just happened to realize, because I wasn't watching any of the games,
Gordon Hayward hasn't been playing well. When he was in Utah, I read.
That's not saying much.
He was an all-star then.
He's averaging like 21, and now he's averaging 22. That's all I'm saying. He's balling out.
No doubt.
22-5-5. The Hornets are like, what, 6-5, I think, something like that. They in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, they are.
Don't know how long it's going to last, but the way it's looking, the Wizards are trash, so.
It hurts.
And their starting center, he was actually pretty decent. Thomas Bryant, he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
So.
Brooks on the hot seat. Westbrook.
They won last night. But
without Westbrook.
They got two wins. Two of their three wins are without Westbrook.
They got their first win without him. Yep. Love. Small sample size.
I didn't say it.
I'm just pointing out the facts. It's a small sample size.
We just say we can speak facts.
Oh, mm-hmm. And you highlighted McCollum.
The man's third in the league, averaging 28.1 points per game right now, quietly. Third best in the league.
First All-Star nod.
Yeah, and got his best PR right now. So
that'd be tough. Your first All-Star nod, but you can't. There's no actual game for you to play.
I really wouldn't care. If I've been fighting to get on an All-Star team and I finally get it.
Yes. Yeah, I guess it's all about the nod.
Yeah, less work for me.
But yeah, just some quick hits. I don't really got nothing else on that. COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, any of the protocols? We didn't really highlight any of the protocols you think. What do you think of the heightened guidelines they sent out?
They sound reasonable. Like, players in their home market required to remain in their residence next 2 weeks, and they have some extenuating circumstances to go to the team facility, exercise, things of that nature. Players on the road not permitted to leave their hotel other than for team activities. No interaction with non-team guests. Players restricted from arriving at the arena prior to 3 hours for a tip-off. Interactions are limited to elbow or fist bumps.
That one players I don't are. Well, I guess. I don't know.
Instead of the
that
handshakes, I guess.
But they guarding each other for like. I'm sorry, continue.
Yeah. No, it's the same thing. It's the same thing as like going into a restaurant and taking your mask right off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like the other ones though, I can't argue with. That one is like once y'all get on the court, it's just you made a decision, it feels. I like what they're doing though. Because things are revving up.
Yeah, I know, but like these guidelines being put in place now, they're really gonna have an effect. Now that
we'll see.
COVID's already present.
We'll see.
That's all I really got for it. They're doing what they have to in order to prolong their season, allow their season to continue. So I ain't got no problem with it.
Yeah, I hope it works out.
Yeah.
Not the passion.
Nah. Run through this. Nah, I'm joking. What game was the most exciting to you from the NFL playoffs wild card? Got Ravens, Titans. Damn, that was
fun. Oh, that one. No, Bills calls. I can't say that because I didn't see all of. I've seen the majority of the Titans Ravens, but I missed like part of the third quarter. Mm-hmm. For me, Bills calls. I saw all of that. That was entertaining.
I didn't see any of that. Yeah. I missed the gym.
Hmm.
I missed. No,
it's a good game from top to bottom. Yeah. Close game. Yeah. Ravens Titans, for what I saw, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I would say,
yeah,
Steelers Browns was the one that was the most exciting to me, just because granted there was a little lull, and at the third quarter, like the Browns kind of let the Steelers come back in, but the Browns came out so strong, they were up like 30 something to like 7 at the half. It was like so unexpected. And the Steelers just looked trash. And it looked like the frauds they were.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was, like, so kind of excited about, like, Big Ben still having 5 TDs. But And the second half looked like the Browns were just playing off and like making sure they don't get any big plays down the field. So it still was just like cutting them up like short, then get a touchdown. Like the Browns were just trying to protect their lead.
501 yards, 4 TDs, and 4 picks.
Yeah. That's so
funny. Yeah, I was just box school watching because I didn't want – that's the only game I did not see any of. And I was surprised. We picked them, but I was
– Sunday night?
Surprised. Busy.
Busy. Got you. Settled.
Busy. Got all the sports I could in up to that point, yeah.
Settled. Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway, so what matchup are you most excited for this upcoming weekend?
Probably Ravens-Bills.
Ravens-Bills.
If I had to rank them, I'd say Ravens-Bills. I guess then Rams-Packers. Oh, no, I can't do Saints-Bucks like that. Saints-Bucks, then Rams-Pack. Oh, a game with Mahomes last? Then Browns Chief, and then Rams Packers last for me.
Yeah,
I can't play a game.
Rams Packers is definitely last, only because we don't even know who the quarterback is going to be for the Rams.
Oh, and they said even Aaron Donald might not play. Yeah, you're right. That's a clear last.
Browns. Ooh, that's tough. But the intrigue, the build up to the Brady Breeze is going to be phenomenal, especially since they played twice already this year and the Saints beat them twice this year. And it was convincing each time.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Like Brady and them stole something, beat them. Head caving, all that.
Yeah. Left them leaking on the cement.
Throwing the towel, coach.
So we'll see.
What do you pick?
Bills.
I think the only thing we had the same pick except for. Yeah, I thought the only one. The Rams one. I don't think we didn't get that because I think we picked the Seahawks.
Yeah.
If I recall correctly, we picked the Browns upset. Yeah, I remember we picked the Browns upset because you picked them and then I latched on. I was like, yeah, we go with that. We separated with the Titans, Ravens, we separated.
Uh-huh.
You picked the Titans. I'm sorry to hear.
I did. I thought Henry, King Henry.
So who you got this week?
Make sure I choose wisely so I can remember these. Well, it's only four games.
Good matchups, too. I'm excited for every single game.
I'm going to go Bills. Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Packers.
I'm gonna pick the Bucks instead of the Saints, but aside from that. Woo.
Three times is hard.
It's hard, yeah.
It's hard.
So I'ma go. That's the only one I'm gonna disagree with you on the rest though.
Yeah. Beating someone three times in a season is hard. Yo, what if the Browns upset the Chiefs? I don't even want to talk it into existence.
I don't see. I could see the Ravens. The Ravens win, I could see. Because they're closer. They're closer than the Browns upset the Chiefs would be shocking.
That would be nuts.
And that would really mess up my viewing experience.
The only way I could possibly see that happening is just because the Chiefs have been off for so long. And the Browns have momentum coming. Yeah, and the Browns have momentum. Mm-hmm. And the Browns have momentum going in. No, you're right. And the Browns have momentum going into this game because they just beat the Steelers, beat the bricks off of them.
It's been a great start.
They're coming in on a high.
Look.
Huh? Who going to guard Kelsey and Tyreek Hill, though?
6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on January 17th. Listen, it better be a Mahomes victory. I can't.
But also, the Chiefs' defense is not that good.
That is true.
Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt gonna be running all over them.
Pick them then. It sounds like I'm not picking against my homeboy till I see
me neither.
He ain't gonna do it.
I'm just on the edge, like a good sports commentator should be. You gotta acknowledge the other side's pros. Like, all right, cool. They're not terrible. They don't get lit up, though.
Yeah. Pressure on the Packers. Rodgers got a better team than last year. Yeah. He gonna win MVP, even though I don't fully endorse it. They better win. He was toting how badly he wanted home games in Lambeau. He better win. And I'm an A-Rodge fan. I want good for him until.
He also better win because, like, the Rams
and that too
are a warm city team. You got them up in Wisconsin freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And they undermanned.
Yeah. Because who's going to be Goff?
Goff got a broken thumb on his throwing hand. Mm-hmm. And then he wasn't even supposed to play last game. They had the other dude starting.
Yeah.
The John Wofford guy. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Wake. He went to Wake. Head. Yeah.
And he looked good from what I saw.
He did, but he's going to be good on the hospital bed now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can't play. He can't play. He can't play.
That's too funny.
He can't play. So that should be a cakewalk. That should be a blessing to A-Rod. Like, hey, here you go. You're welcome.
Yeah, it really should. I got the Bills, but the Ravens win, I wouldn't be shocked. But I'm going to pick the Bills. That's my official pick. But
I got the Bills annihilating the Ravens.
You okay.
Annihilating is a strong word, but I got the Bills winning by.
What I saw from the Colts and Phillip Rivers.
I got the Bills winning by 10, but they'll be up by as much as 17.
Wow. Okay.
Watch.
Okay. And what about the Bucs Saints? I know you got the Saints, but what? Brady getting his head caved in on Sunday?
That's going to be a little close. That's going to be – I can see that being like a 24-20.
Okay.
That's going to be closer. Brady going to be fired up for that one.
So he's saying, ooh, so what are we looking at? Looking at Packers Saints for you and then Bills Chiefs. Yeah, Bills or Ravens Chiefs is just going to be so – but yeah. Bills, Chiefs, and you got Saints, Packers. I like the reverse, but yeah,
Bills, Chiefs is gonna be nuts.
This week is a good slate. I assume Aaron Donald.
Last week was good.
Yeah, it was.
I ain't going like last week was outside of the Bucks Washington game, which was pretty good because the Heineke kid.
It was.
He was really good. He was surprising. Yep. But I would say overall, like the slate of games, like I love the Saints, Bears game. Playoffs.
That was the worst game.
Yeah, that was a snooze.
That was the only one. But out of six, one out of six,
83%.
Yeah, look at you.
Like you know how I do. But nah, what was I about to say? Shit. Oh, but NFL playoff games are always the best. It's just like a totally different viewing experience. Like when I watch NFL regular season, I'm like, all right, cool. I see how people love this. But like,
yeah, you just throwing some stakes.
I was like, oh,
and some names, yeah.
Yeah, I just sat in front of my TV all day. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's like totally different viewing experience. You can just tell like people play with more intensity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally different game. It's like, all right, cool.
Yeah,
it's literally winner go home. Yeah.
That was a good alteration they did, adding those extra playoff teams.
Yeah, that was a success. They definitely keep that going.
Yeah. Money.
Money. NFL make money hand over fist. They ain't playing with y'all.
Yeah, but Browns, hopefully. Just don't ruin this for us. It'd be tough. It'd be tough.
Baker versus the – oh, my God. The Browns, Bills.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? That game will get so many views, though.
Mm-hmm. No, we're two, minority.
No, but those two markets are like die-hard like fans because they have nothing else there.
Right, yeah.
There's some people from Buffalo that live in Charlotte. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's going to be – like, that's – I don't want to think about it. I'm going to be disgusted watching that game. It's going to be so boring if the Browns play the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And then if one of them make it to the to the NFL, to the Super Bowl.
Relax. Don't.
What's a man to do? I'm backed into a corner where I'm forced to watch something I don't want to see.
Yeah, number one, I'm sorry, I don't want to see the Browns, and then definitely number two, I don't want to see the Rams. I'm sorry. Your quarterback.
No. Nothing to be sorry about. I'm surprised they here.
Yeah, they played a good game in golf, but shaky golf.
It was more. I think it was more a bad game by the Seahawks though. Like Russ did not look good.
He didn't. He did not.
He did not look dangerous at all.
He did not.
Did not look good.
Man, that was a mild upset. He did not. But
take them cornrows out. Get back to your roots.
Oh gosh. But yeah.
That's all I got.
Ditto.
Yeah. All right, people. As always, thank you for the love, the support. Appreciate you guys always tuning in weekly. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. The full-length video clips are up there. Same on IGTV. Audio, full-length audio of the podcast available, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Acast, everywhere that podifies. Everywhere that podcast you know, it's crazy. I do this every week. You think I have it down by now. Anyway, everywhere that podcasts are available, we are there. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.